Stojan Judej, de Zerubé, Rabbi Yochanan Koninsky.
I want to speak about a topic, emphasis achona for Rosh Hashanah, the Indian from certain Shaila in Tekiyas Shofa, which can be very Nageya, and I'll break down from the Shaila, we'll go back into the bit of Yesoidus of Tekiyas Shofa. Before we go into the Shaila, I just want to give a little disclaimer. Rosh is called Choshva Tzibur, here I have a Stomach Choshva Makrim, so whatever we're going to discuss, it's the Oyim can rely on their Baal Makri, the Islam has gone through the Sugyas properly, and it's just that the Oyim should have some Havona, their own Havona in it, or not to Makri and Neged the Baal Makri. That's number one. Number two, the Sugya when you discuss is also a very difficult Sugya, so it's the Fi Havonosi, Fi my understanding in it, and there's probably different Havonas in it. But to open up the Sugya, let's start like this. In Tekiyas Shofa, I will put down the Shaila, then we'll go into the Yesoidus. Tekiyas Shofa, we know one of the koilas is the Kol Trua. Kol Trua, we are knowing like a Rabbeinu Tam, is 9 short koilas. The Shoinim call Loshen Terimutim. You got quite 9 koilas, and each koil is 1 koyach. 1 koyach means 1 koyach of 9 koilas. Now, why am if in these 9 koilas, we can have a Baltikeya, it's not such a good Baltikeya. There's 3 scenarios what could go wrong. Number one, he starts off the Trua with a coil a little bit long. His first coil of the Trua is a coil which maybe would classify as a Sheve. It's a bit longer than a Trua. That's how he starts. He starts his Trua till he gets the two. He starts with two. That's how he starts. One. Similarly, he ends like that. He goes two, and he ends off two with a longer one. So basically, that's one scenario. He starts his Trua with a Kol Shever, and he doesn't mean the Kol Shever, but that's how he starts. When he ends the Trua with a bit longer one, also we'll call it a Kol Shever. It's one case. Now, in that case, there's 2 examples. Either that could be that Kol, which is a bit longer, that is chutz from the 9 koilas. That means he knows he has to do 9 exact koilas. So he'll add to it. He starts 2, then he gives a full shiur of the 9 koilas. Or he ends. He has a full shiur of the 9 koilas, but he doesn't know how to end. He has difficult parking, so his last one is after the shiur. Sometimes that could be within the shiur. That's one of the 9. Number 1 or number 9. So that scenario's got 2 ifanim. Either he does it as part of the 9, or external of the 9. That's one case with two shailas. Another case is, this is a bit more difficult, if a person's doing his Trua, and in the middle of the Trua, let's call it the sound number 4, that one he does a bit longer. So he's broken up his Trua, he's done 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. That's how he's done his Trua. In the middle, that we'll also have to discuss, he actually maybe does 9 koilas besides that, but he has that in the middle of his Trua. So those are the cases I want to discuss within the Trua, what happens over here. So to understand these shailas, we still have to be makdim, sugya the bit we're showing him, what's going on in the sugya. We'll just go start very quickly the basic, run through the basic and go through what we're showing him build on this shaila. The Gemara says, and the Gemara says on Shoshana, that we know pashtus, the chiyuv tkiya shofar min ha-Torah, as it's pashtus, maman dom in the Gemara, Shaila Paskin, but let's go with Ashita. At Chiyah Tkiyah Shofa is Gimel Pa'amim 3 times Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah. We learn from Psukim, Avatem Shofa Trua. We learn from Gimel times it says the word Yom Zikori, Yom Trua. Is it 3 times, three bobas of Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah. That's the Gemara Minatoya. Then the Gemara says, the God problem, what is Trua? Machlokes is Trua. Trua is Trua Shroim. That's a Shaila in Gemara. Shaila is showing him whether it's a proper Machlokes or was just two minhagim. But we've got here two yifanim from Trua. That is what we call Trua and what we call Shavarim. It's going to listen to the Gemara so far that the Torah is Tkia, Trua, Tkia, and Trua. There's two yifanim of Trua, either Trua or Shavarim. Then the Gemara brings another sad that maybe Trua is not just Trua or Shvarim. Maybe Trua is Trua with Shvarim. So now we've got three tzadim. As I can listen to the Gemara, that mice in the Gemara, what happens is we've got three options. What is Trua? Either Trua alone or Shvarim alone or Shvarim Trua. And we've got, when I tell you, we have to do three times. So it comes down. That's where the 30 koilas come from. 30 koilas in Natoya. Tkia, Shvarim, Tkia three times. And Atzad, Shvarim is the Trua. Then another three times, Tkia, Trua, Tkia. And Atzad, that is the Shvarim. And then another three times, Tkia, Shvarim, Trua, Tkia three times. And now we've got our Koilis Mnatoya. And that way we yotze all the Sfakas. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara says, interesting, the Gemara says, Mofet the Kasha. Mofet asks the Kasha, why? What's the problem? What's the problem? If you got a Sofik, if you got a Sofik, whether Trua is Shvarim, or whether Trua is Trua, and we call Trua, so why do they have to have a third attempt? Why do you need Shvarim Trua? Why do you need Shvarim Shvarim, and then Trua, and then Shvarim Trua? Just to Tkia, Shvarim Trua, Tkia, and Mana Shavu Yoitza. Why? Allah said, it's Shvarim Trua, I've done Shvarim Trua. Allah said, it's just Shvarim, so delete the Trua. So I've done Tkia, Shvarim. Again, I've done the Trua, that's command the Lisa. And then I've done Tkia. Allah said it's Trua. So I did Tkia, Shvarim. So I forget the Shvarim. Trua, Tkia. So why do I have to do so many koilas, 30 koilas? Just do Tkia, Shvarim, Trua, Tkia, and I'm covered. As I said, the Gemara. And the famous Gemara, just do Tkia, Shvarim, Trua, Tkia, and I'm covered. As I said, the Gemara. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, from Dalet, says the Gemara, Mazmos Kasha, the Bavo, am I asking? Why is the Bavo Masakin to do all these three attempts? Says the Gemara. The Gemara says he can't be mafsik. Can't mafsik yet true in Shvarim Letkia. You got a problem. There's a hefsik between the Tkia and the Trua. Says, explain what the Gemara means. Al atzad that the Trua is the Shvarim. So what happens? You did Tkia, Shvarim, Trua, Tkia. So the Tkia, the last Tkia, has got hefsek between the Shvarim and the last Tkia. Al atzad the right thing is the Trua. Then I've got hefsek between the first Tkia and the Trua with the Shvarim. That's why it says, well, I can't have that hefsek. And that's why I need to do all three things. Tkia, Shvarim, Tkia. So Al atzad is Shvarim, I've got no hefsek. Tkia, Trua, Tkia. If it's Trua, then I've got no hefsek between the Tkia, Lefono, and Tkia Achov. And then I do Tkia, Shvarim Trua. If the Trua is the Shvarim Trua, I've also got a hefsek. I've got Tkia before it, Tkia after it. This is the Gemara. So, remember, the Shailin, we're showing him how to lemsha on this Gemara, it's very Negea. And basically, I'm just going to point out two shittas, and we're showing him there's more shittas than two, say two shittas. One shitta that we're showing him will learn, what's the problem of the hefsek over here? What bothers me, the hefsek? That I've got. Let's say the Ikka Trua is Shvarim. So what does he do? He would do Tkia, Shvarim, Trua, Tkia. So Tkia, Shvarim, so far so good. But then he has a Trua which is nothing between the Shvarim and the Tkia. What's the problem with Ahefsek? So Dor Yishonim has learned that the problem with Ahefsek is a problem from Shehiyos. The Gemara says on base that you can't be mafsik with the Shehiya. You can't have a gap. Like there's Aloch in Kriyashmaich, there's Tfilah. Hashoyek the ligma is kula, something in the middle of Krishma, or in the middle of davening, has to stop. He stops, doesn't do anything, it's Shehiya. He stops with a gap. And the Shehiya is kidei ligma is kula, is so long that he could finish the whole davening from beginning to end. It's machalik in Gemara, where that's mafsik, you have to start again. It's machalik in Gemara, machalik is shema, we paskin. So, a lot of Yishonim paskin, as is not ma'akib, we paskin. That Shehiya is not mafsik. Now, look, it's the difference between Tfila and Krishma. I'm not going to go into it. But that's the shining of the Gemara. Shehiya is a mafsik. So, I'm going to show him that the problem over here is that when you're doing the wrong coil, problem isn't the koil. The problem is, at that time, you're not doing anything. You're not doing the right thing as well. So there's a shia. There's a shia, which is mafsik. Even though it's only showing him the shia is not kedei ligmes kula. How long is that shia for? It's a few seconds. And it could be we don't pass in that shia is a mafsik. But lechatchila, we don't want you to do a shia. And there's only paramoy, and now you're showing him, be a god, zok tazui, how to bring the tam. It's a lechatchila that we don't want the gap in between. And so it's shittas, kama we're showing him. Shittas are Ramban. Ramban says not. Ramban says, we learn from the posuk, is halacha, the tshua needs a tkiya lefonov and a tkiya lachov. Needs that koilas lefonov achov. Even says Ramban, if you hold a gap, shehiya, if you just don't do anything, it's not mafsik, but a foreign coil, that is mafsik. That's this gemara. That's just Ramban, which is passed in the Shulchan Aruch. That a foreign coil, that's much worse than a shehiya. And that's mafsik, is ma'akiv b'di'evit. So according to Ramban, that's what we hold, that a foreign coil in before, where you have your tkiya, and then your shvorim, and you do a foreign coil in between, that's not midin shehiya, that's midin a foreign coil, it's mafsik. It's mafsik, that the tshua now doesn't have a tkiya lefonov. Or if you're mafsik after the shvorim, that shvorim does not have a tkiya l'akrov. It's a mafsik with another coil. That is ma'akib d'yevah, that's the shvitzer ma. So that's the first akdoma we need to know. According to the kamer you're showing, the mafsik pas v'shulchan aruch, a foreign coil is mafsik. As fakers. Yeah. So you're oisik, as long as you're oisik in the mitzvah, so you can have sick. Yeah, foreign coil is in the seder. It's not the brocha, I don't think it's shtes. The brocha, you're oisik in the mitzvah, I think it's shtes. In the maisa mitzvah, there's a problem in the seder. The problem is more in the brocha, it's brocha v'atola. So you're oisik in the mitzvah. So that is the shit that Ramban comes out of the Gemara, so we pass him Tovk of Tzadik. There's another chiddush, as Rishonim says, it's also very important for another akdoma. Rishonim arrive in the Gemara, in Hacholel, the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara says, I'm not going to go into the Gemara. The Gemara says, it's a shining Gemara whether by the Tkiyos, is it considered one coil? Is it counted Tkiyos Shvom true as one coil? Or is it counted as three coilers? And the Gemara's Mavu over there, according to Yehuda, holds as one coil, you can't be mafsik in the middle at all. Yeah, you can't be mafsik at all. Shaila would ask me, Nishima Achas. Well, not Nishima Achas, but you can't be mafsik at all. Because if it's one coil, it has to be done with one koyach. So as long as you're showing him, that even though we don't pass like a Yehuda, but the moshel shvorim or teruah, which is one coil, that's clear that you can't be mafsik in the middle. You can't have a gap. It has to be done in a shema achas, has to be one coil. Why? Because it's one coil, and you mafsik in the middle, you break up that one coil. So we've got two types of hefsekim we have to discuss over here. One hefsek is that locha which comes from the Gemara and Sukkah, that when you've got one coil, you can't break up that one coil. We'll call it trua and shvorim, which many of you show him and learn. Allah has asked me, even koyach achas, neshima achas, with one neshima you have to do the whole trua. One neshima you have to do all the shvorim, that's because one coil, you can't be mafsik within it. And if you're mafsik, you're broken up, you haven't got one coil. That one coil has got a shia. How long has to be? So let's say shvorim has to be three koyachas, or trua has to be nine koyachas. Has to be one unit, one coil of nine koyachas. If you break in the middle, you haven't got anything. You can't connect the two. It's not one coil. That's one halacha of breaking up the coil. That's the Gemara in Sukkah. Several halacha which are balanced in the Gemara over here in Aftalama Dalet and Rosh Hashanah, that even if that coil, the trua, the shvorim, is complete, perfectly okay, there's another halacha. The hefsek between that coil and the tkiel of fonov and tkiel achov. That's the two yesoidas we have to know. And we're going to go to an interesting story which is showing him, all the showing him being down, a famous story which... Kama, there's a lot of svarim, a lot of tumult, how to understand it. The story in Tkuvas Ari Shoinim, which is Shoinim called the Meister de Magenza. The Rosh brings it down, the Motcha brings it down. Meister de Magenza, going back many years ago, nearly 900 years ago, the Shoinim with Shoinim down a story. What was the story? So let's see how the Rosh brings it down. Just one kleina isofa, one tiny bit before I go into the story. The Rishonim say that coil which is mafsik between the tkio on the shvarim doesn't have to be a whole coil. Even one sound, as I say in the shame, shame example is pesnos shvarim. So tkio, shvarim, tkio. Shvarim is three koichas. So emes, the shame say it doesn't have to be three koichas. The person wants to do, you can do five shvarim. As long as it's in shima achas. But if a person, let's say, do tkio, shvarim, three koichas, and then take a gap, take a breath, and then decide he's going to do a new sheveh. So that sheveh can't be part of the shvarim, because there's a break. So what is that sheveh? It's nothing. That's not going to disturb the shvarim, says the Ran. But it's going to disturb, there's a hefsek now between the shvarim and the tkiyah. That's another problem. As we saw the Ran. So the shame says the story was like this. There's a story in Magenza and Toftov, for Yishvob, I think it was. Story goes about tkiyah was in the Seder of Tashrat. Tkiyah, shvarim, true tkiyah. He blew tkiyah. Two shvarim, he got mixed up, he thought he had the third, and he started the trua. So he missed the last shever, two shvarim, and he started the trua. That was the story in Magenza. So there was a tumult, as in any place, there was a tumult there in the shul. What are you supposed to do now? He chaps in the middle of his trua, that he missed one shever out. So the tzibu there, Mordechai doesn't say who the tzibu was, I should say who the tzibu was, there was a tzibu there, I don't know who was there. They decided, they banged down, to go back. Told about to go back. He has to go back, he missed one of the shvarim out, and they're very machmir that tzibu. Not only does he have to go back, he was holding by the third tkiya shvarim to a tkiya. They told him you have to go all the way back to the beginning of tkiya shvarim to a tkiya. The three of them do all over again. That's what the tzibu, I'm not sure why they said that, that was the tzibu, told him to go all the way back and start again. Zod the Rosh, one of the Gdol Olam then, was the B'liokim Rabbi Yosef, one of the Yishonim, which are not so famous. And B'liokim Rabbi Yosef, Goyer Aleim, he was very upset with them. And he told them, what's going on over here? Why are you telling him to go back? Not only he was upset, he told them, if it was unnecessary to go back, overall Shavuos, you're not stumble or shofar for nothing. If you don't know what Allah is, find out, and don't tell him just to go all the way back. But I'm overall Shavuos, blown shofar for nothing. And he says, no reason to go back. I'm going to explain what Rabbi Elokim, Rabbi Yosef held. He said like this. He said that, he gave back to Omba. He said that there is a halacha which is not brought in anywhere in the Gemara. And this halacha is a famous word which everybody uses, which halacha really starts from this Rosh. That's halacha. So Rabbi Elokim, Rabbi Yosef, there's a halacha which he quotes called Niskel B'Shvarim. That's the way it starts this din. Niskel B'Shvarim. What's Niskel B'Shvarim? Niskel B'Shvarim is a middle person in the middle of doing his Shvarim. He's done two koichas, two Shvarim, and the third one, skatenished, he flops it up. Whatever reason, he messed it up. It's too short, didn't come out. He messed up the third koich. So what's he do now? Zok the Rosh, Zok the Abliokim, and Niskel B'Shvarim, that's a Pashat Halacha. Let's man the Palik. Not sure where he's coming from. That was Pashat. No Gemara, that's Pashat. Nizgal B'Shvarim, you can carry on the Shvarim. The Nizgal in the middle of the Shvarim, as we marked him now, Rabbi Yochim Rabbi Yosef was discussing the halacha of breaking the Shvarim. That's the halacha he was discussing. So he said, I've got to arrive. Nizgal B'Shvarim, in the middle of the Shvarim, and he messed up the third one, and I want to carry on afterwards to complete my Shvarim. Have I broken up my Shvarim? So no, even Nizgal in the middle of the Shvarim, that doesn't break up the Shvarim, because you're in the middle of doing your Shvarim. I'm not doing something else. I'm in the middle of doing my Shvarim. I haven't finished it. I'm trying to do my Shvarim. I'm in the middle of doing Shvarim. I can complete it later. Therefore, Zog Tabiyah Mason. This person's done two Shvarim. He started this Trua, and Hayois says, we're going with this Boba, this group, that Shvarim Trua is one coil. That's the coil which we need to do. So he's in the middle. He's in the middle of doing his shvarim. He's not doing something else. If shvarim true will be two separate koichas, so he thinks he's finished his shvarim. Started something new. He's finished it, so it breaks up his shvarim. He can't go back to it. But he's in the middle of doing his shvarim. In the middle of doing his shvarim, not why he got a bit. He got mixed up. That's nisgal b'shvarim. Nisgal b'shvarim. It's not a problem. So the b'shvarim. You know what you should do. He can go back to complete his last sheveh, and then finish it, then do the whole trua. That's what happened over here. He did two shvarim, two, then he started doing his trua, two, suddenly chapped, stops, does one sheveh, and then does the whole trua. So we look at that piece in the middle, has not a gap within his Shvarim, and it's just a little bit of niska, a bit of mix up over here. So that's what he discusses over there. So I haven't broken my Shvarim with the fact that I did something wrong in the middle. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Now, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't discuss the second halacha of what's with the true tequila form of tequila achov. Quite simple, because once he's fixed his Shvarim, so he's got the Shvarim Trua, which started with the two, finished with the last one, last Sheva with the Trua, had something mixed in the middle, but it could be, oh, that's not a problem, Tekir Lefonov, Tekir Achov, because that Sheva, I don't care if it's in the middle, the Sheva has Lefonov, there's nothing to be Mafsik Lefonov, and has a Tekir Achov. His whole problem was that the Shvarim are broken up. How do I fix my Shvarim? So there's no problem. It's not looking, this girl, the Shvarim, doesn't break the Shvarim. But says it, Rabbi Yosef, what happens if he completed the whole Shura? And then he chaps. He's not in the middle of doing the Shura. He completed the Shura, then he suddenly chaps. Then I'm going to say, again, he's got a problem. Since he's completed the whole coil, that already breaks up the Shvarim. Completing the whole coil, that breaks up the Shvarim is true, too. Now I can't look at it. And now you're going to go back to your Sheva, last Sheva. You have a whole coil in the middle. That breaks up the Shvarim. So once it breaks up the Shvarim, now you've got a double problem. You've broken the Shvarim, so let's start the Shvarim again. Make three Shvarim through it. No. If I've broken the Shvarim, so I've got a whole chunk before it, which is mafsig between the Tekiah and the Shvarim. Oy. So now I have to go back to do a new Tekiah again. So now I'm coming to the problem of the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, that Lama Dalet. So we've got two things over here. Once I've messed up my Shvarim, I've got now two sets of Shvarim. And the Shulchan Aruch says that the din of a hefsek between the Tekiah and the Shvarim is not only a different coil. If you do a Shvarim twice, it's also a problem, because that Shvarim is not necessary. So that's being mafsek between the Tekiah and the Shvarim. That is a shteh. That's the result of the Bakhman Bias. Comes on the Rosh, and the Rosh comes to the new Niska. Says the Rosh, besides the fact that Rosh Hashanah go into it, Rosh has an argument with the Yochim Rabbi Yosef in whether this hefsek, that which you can join the two Shvarim, doesn't have to be in one Neshima. It could be in two Neshimas. And when you join it, Yochim Rabbi Yosef said, I'm in the middle, I'm just doing something in the middle, so that I can carry on, as long as I haven't finished the Trua, I carry my Shvarim. Rosh says you have to make sure you haven't been Noishim, still holding your breath, then you can carry on. You're not going to put that aside. Says the Rosh, in the case where you finish the Trua, so you've broken up your Shvarim in two, look at him, you have to start your Shvarim again. That which Rabbi Yosef said, that you have to start your Tekiah all over again, that he's not masking. So the why he's not masking? So that coil which you did beforehand, that's a new type of Niskal. What's that Niskal? And that doesn't shteh. That doesn't bother us. It's not masking between the Tekiah and the Shvarim. Why is that not masik? Says the Rosh, interesting thing. It's like a case which also comes from the Rosh, not from any Gemara, that if a person, Baal Tekiah, tries to blow Tekiah, but he also lay a curly offer, Tekiah didn't go. Didn't go. We'll soon see what that means, what didn't go with it. I say, it wasn't a Shia. He didn't get it out properly. What do? You can blow again. Now, that case, there's two times it could be. It could be the first Tekiah. Every time you got Tekiah, Shvarim, Tekiah. It could be the first Tekiah. That's not a Chiddush. That Tekiah didn't go. Command the Lazy. Start again. But it could be this last Tekiah. And that was an attempted Tekiah. Didn't go. And nevertheless, says the Rosh, you can do another Tekiah. Now, that attempted Tekiah, why is it not a Mafsik? The Rosh takes on it. Posh, it's not a Mafsik. Why is it not a Mafsik? Says the Rosh, that in the Halacha from the Gemara Rishon of Lama Dalad, which is in the second din, it can't be a Hefsek between the Tekiah, Lefonov, and the Sheva, or the Sheva and the Tekila Achrov, that an attempted coil, I would just say Losh Narosh, because it's difficult on how far the Rosh takes it, an attempted coil, Shu Me'en HaTekiah, that doesn't bother us. That's not a coil amafsik. Only you do a proper coil in between, that's a coil amafsik. Not an attempted coil, Shu Me'en HaTekiah, it's not amafsik. Therefore, over here, says the Rosh, the Shvarim and the Trua that he did, which was an attempted Shvarim and Trua, didn't work. That's not a mafsik. It's not a mafsik between the Tekiah Lefonov and the Shvarim. So come to the Rosh, that in this case, where you finish the whole Trua, What happens? He agrees to Rabbi Yochim Rabbi Yosef that it breaks the Shvarim. You have to start the Shvarim again, but he doesn't ruin your Tkiyah Lefonov. As we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, in that case at the Rosh, you just start your Shvarim again. You don't have to start the Tkiyah Lefonov again. Now, to know exactly what this case of the Rosh means, every Tkiyah Lefonov, an attempted Tkiyah doesn't bother us, is unclear. Because what does it mean? What's this? Rosh Loshne is an attempted Tkiya, which is Me'en Oyisei Kol. Now, normally an attempted Tkiya, Me'en Oyisei Kol, what does that mean? It didn't work, so it's too short. So if it's too short, then it's a Sheveh. So what does it mean, Me'en Oyisei Kol? It's difficult to understand what Rosh means. And the Achrim don't really come to go to the bottom of it, what the Rosh means. The point is, that when a person has a Kol Shoif and it doesn't work the first time, so, and he goes weiter, that's a niskal from the Rosh. Seems like Rabbi Yochim Rabbi Yosef didn't hold that second din from the Rosh. He held that in the second din for Bavo, second din says the Gemara, that you've got hefsek between the Tkiyah and the Shvarim, anything shtes. So once you've broken up the Shvarim Trua, that Shvarim Trua isn't the first part of it, it's not part of it, that'll break it down, that's what he held. We don't pass it like that, that's what he held. What did he hold? But what the Rosh builds from, every person tries to do a tekiyah, and it doesn't work, unclear. That doesn't say in the Rishayim. So let's now go back to our case, and we're going to analyze a bit our case. What was the different scenarios we had? The person's in the middle of the Trua, and we gave you three different examples. The middle of the Trua, and it wasn't the case of the Motcha and the Rosh. You're doing Shvarim Trua, in the middle of doing Trua. It's not doing Shvarim at all, middle of Trua. And he started off the Trua with a Sheva, or he finished off with a Sheva. Let's go in that case. So if it's one of the nine Koichas, so that for sure doesn't work. Because one of the nine Koichas, he was a Kol Sheva. So that won't work. So that for sure, you have to make sure there's nine Koichas besides for that Kol Tzas Oruch. But let's say he did nine Koichas besides that. He started off at the end. So the Choyra, that case, what we're discussing, the problem is, the Trua was a good Trua, nothing affected it. The problem within that Trua was only the Hefsek between that Trua and the Tkiyah Lefonov. If you started with a Kol Aruch, and if you ended with a Kol Ktsas Aruch, then the problem is not the Trua, the problem is between the Trua and the Kol Achrov. Maybe one can have a Ha'ora, maybe if it's Neshima Achas, maybe it does affect the Trua. I'm not going to go into that. We're going to focus now on the problem between the Hefsek, between the Trua and the Tkiyah. So L'choyer, that's the case of the Rosh. The Rosh says, L'choyer is the case of the Rosh. And the Rosh is talking about the Tkiyah La'achov, Lo Yosa Lo Yofa. It didn't have, it's about the Hefsek between the Trua and the Tkiyah. And there was something which didn't work well. That's an Niskal, the Rosh. Oh, that we told on the Mechalik, it's a B'yokim B'yisim on the Rosh. We pass like the Rosh. And that Niskal L'choyer shouldn't be a problem. Show me a bomb, you've got your Shia Trua. That little Shev afterwards, the Choy was a Niskal. And if you learn the Rosh Kib Shutoi, now that's where the Rosh gets a bit sticky, because the Rosh tells me, Me'en Atkiya, does the Rosh mean, if it's the size of a Shev, maybe it's a problem. The problem is then, there's no other way to understand the Rosh. According to think I understand the Rosh, even if it's the size of a Sheva, also doesn't bother. I mean, that shouldn't bother. The Mishnah Berurah brings down very interesting. Mishnah Berurah says that from Pemigodim, the Balatikir, which are not Mumchim, it says very interesting, says Shemakbid. V'chein yesh v'balatikir she'einim Mumchim b'malach hazu, k'sho'izim trua, maschilim boi b'koil oruch, it's our case, v'niras chalosik en shvorim, gamze lav shapidomi. So Mishbura is not happy with it. It's very interesting, Lashna Mishbura. It doesn't say it's Ma'akov. He says, La Shabe Domi. The way we're discussing. It's Choya Niskal. What's really Mishbura bothered by? If he's bothered by as a Hefsek, should say it passels. And what's his law of Shabe Domi? It's not unclear what Mishbura means. Doesn't Mishbura mean because a Niskal has to be that it happens sometimes, but about care always does like that. That becomes, you can't call it a Niskal. So the Mishbura is unhappy whether it's called a Niskal, whether it's called a Hefsek. He says, Lav Shabedomi. It's unclear what the Mishbura is exactly bothered over here. Mishbura is bothered in that case, the Chatchila Lav Shabedomi. Now again, the last case we're going to discuss when it's in the middle. Now, in the middle is one way in the middle. It's a bit longer. What do we say? He said he did four koiches, then he did a little shever longer, then he completed his last five koiches. So it's not part of the amount, but it's in the middle, a little bit longer. So in that case, the way I'm understanding the Modch and the Rosh, that case, in one way, it's got a mila. Why? Because that case, it sounds like even according to Rabbi Yochim, Rabbi Yosef, who didn't hold of the Chiddush of the Rosh, and he hold that even anything stares between the Tkiya and the Shvarim, but that's only the Tkiya in the beginning of the Shvarim, and the Shvarim and the last Tkiya. In the middle, so long as it won't break the Shvarim, I've got Erzik, I've got Tkiya Lefonov, I've got Tkiya Lechov. What we have to analyze is, will this break the Shvarim? But the problem of the Tkiya Lefonov, Tkiya Lechov, is Mavuin of Lachim Yisrael, he wasn't bothered with it. Will it take a break the Shvarim? So that Lechaira, we've got the Rosh, which says it doesn't break the Shvarim. Why? Because he's also, that is the case of Niskal B'Shvarim. What's Niskal B'Shvarim? Which seems like that's a Pashta Din. Niskal B'Shvarim is, he was blowing Shvarim, and the third one didn't work. So, and he's still in the middle. He can complete it. As long as it's Neshim Achas, he can complete it. So he as well, he's not trying to do something else. So it doesn't break the Shvarim. Once it doesn't break the Shvarim, so I can already mitzar the 2 hours of the Shvarim. He's not being oisek or anything else. Even though one could say that he's doing something which is a total living thing, not like the case of the Rosh, where he's with it. But perhaps just the Rosh is just trying to say that's one curl to show that he's not coming to do anything else. But this guy is not coming to do anything else. He has this person, he's not trying to Shvarim. It's a slip of the tongue. He's still being oisek in his Trua. Then the fact is, made a gap. That is Niskal B'Shvarim, which everybody agrees to. That's not Mafsik B'Shvarim. So that won't be one of the Koichas. You'll have to have at least 4 before and 5 afterwards. But that won't be Mafsik. So let's be Misakim, the Dinim will come out over here. Kipshutoi, in these both cases, Kipshutoi, Lalocha, Davzain, Dekosha. Mishabu is Mashma, that Lechatchil Alav Shabbat Domi, Baltikeh always does it. In before and afterwards, you have to know what, if he always does in the middle also. But if it punct happens and is not part of the Tisha Koichas, the Chayre should be Kosha in all of them. Yep.